بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يحقره ولا يخذله التقوى ها هنا ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه رواه مسلم. This hadith is very similar to what we did yesterday with some extra words in it, in which Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not harbor jealousy for one another. لا تحاسدوا. Do not have hasad for one another. Hasad is when a person desires that a bounty some person is enjoying, it must be snatched away from him, it must be removed from him, and that person must be deprived of the bounty altogether. So, Rasulullah says, لا تحاسدوا. Do not harbor jealousy for one another. ولا تناجشوا. Do not cheat one another. Ulama and the commentators have mentioned the explanation of tanajush. And najshu is when a person increases the commodity, the price of something, increases the price of some merchandise, some goods. What he does, he hires a person who disguises himself as a buyer. So if I'm selling this kitab for 100 rand, then have Haji Musa to pretend as though he is also interested as a buyer, but we work in cahoots. So when the other person comes to buy the book and he's desperately in need of the book, so the price that I'm offered now from my friend is much more than what that person is prepared to give. But because he's desperate, so now the price has increased, so he'll give me even more than what the other person wants to give me. So in reality, you're deceiving. أَيَّزِيدَ فِي ثَمَنِ سِلْعَةٍ يُنَادَى عَلَيْهَا فِي السُّوقِ وَلَا رَغْبَةَ لَهُ فِي شِرَائِهِ بَلْ يَقْصِدُ أَيْ يَغُرَّ غَيْرَهُ. The whole purpose is to deceive somebody else so that I can get a higher price. So لَا تَنَاجَشُ. Rasulullah says, do not cheat one another. Obviously, if a person is going to cheat and do things like this, these practices, malpractices, will cause disunity, will cause relationships to break. Then Rasulullah says, وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا. Do not have malice for one another, bughz. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. Do not turn your backs onto one another. Ulama explained, the word dubur in Arabic means back. So when he is walking, and now you coming in the opposite direction, you don't like the person, you have enmity with for him, so you show him your back, and he shows you his back. In other words, you don't meet happily. وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْءِ بَعْضٍ. Similar to tanajush, but what it means here is, when somebody has done a deal already, if I've already found a buyer, I'm the seller, the deal is closed now, or as we are closing the deal, suddenly a third party comes from behind, offers me a better price, he's genuinely want to buy it, but behind the scene now, we are almost closing this deal with the first person. Whilst we are doing this deal, a third person interjects, and now he is prepared to buy that for a higher price, so I leave the first sale, and then I'm now engaged in the second deal. This type of transaction is not right, because that person should not come and have interfered in this transaction. وَلَا يَبِعْ. This person should not come and interfere with the transaction that's already now going through. It's very common. Somebody comes from behind the back, and he offers him a better price for the property. It was almost going through, and suddenly that one is cancelled now, and now you're selling to somebody else. Some ulama explain this also for a person goes for a proposal. The girl is the party, they're happy, the boy is happy, and the date is almost, they almost propose, when suddenly another person comes, and he goes and proposes for the girl, knowing fully well that this proposal is now going through. Yeah, it's a different matter, he didn't know at all, and now suddenly he proposed also, they say, no, Maaf, we are still busy, or she's still thinking about whatever it is. So when you know that somebody has already proposed for a girl, and they almost saying yes, now you go and phone, or you go and put your proposal, that is incorrect. وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَيْعِ بَعْضٍ Rasulullah then says, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا Become brothers unto one another. المسلم أخو المسلم. He's reminding us, a Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. لا يظلمه, he doesn't oppress him. ولا يحقره, he does not treat him to be insignificant. He does not despise him. ولا يخذله, he does not abandon his help. And again, التقوى هاهنا. Rasulullah pointed towards his chest three times. He said, taqwa is here. Taqwa is here. Taqwa is here. It is sufficient for a person to be regarded as evil, a bad man, shar, when he has to despise his Muslim brother. He looks down, he denigrates his Muslim brother. Kullu al-muslimi al-muslimi haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu. Rasul says that a person's life, his property, his integrity is haram upon another Muslim. A person should not interfere in the integrity, the property and life of his Muslim brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. These ahadiths, we are saying it again and again so that we bring to our lives, we understand unity, the importance of muhabbat. If we are in having any problems with any person, we've got hasad or bughz or adawat, we're not on talking or friendly terms, we're not talking to a person, we have several relationships. Allah forgive us, Allah pardon us, let us try and make amends before Ramadan terminates. At least then we would have achieved something in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Today is Jumu'ah, Suratul Kahf, inshallah, and read Duru Sharif in abundance, as much as possible. This is the last Jumu'ah of this month. As whilst walking in the car, going to work, read Duru Sharif in abundance, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك